I've always wanted to be a part of a team, and I felt the military forever has done that better than anybody because of the connection that each, you know, member of a platoon or a unit or whatever it may be, that connection they have is so strong for one another. I think if it wasn't coaching, that's probably the path I would have chosen in the military, because I do feel like they do teamwork as well or better than anybody in the world, and I've always admired that. I've got a lot of gratitude to be a part of the team that we are here, and because of the men that are on this team, it's our way to honor fallen heroes for families we want to show and demonstrate our respect to. So on that day, we wanted to let their families know that we're playing for their fallen hero. And on that day, we know there's going to be 63 angels looking down over the field and the players and their families, knowing this is a special day of recognition for men and women that gave the ultimate sacrifice. So having that connection is important, because I wanted the players specifically to know who they were playing for, and meeting the families lets us have that opportunity. So it's a relationship that started on one day, but will build through the year. And the hug, a tear, those are the moments that a family shows with that kind of gratitude, makes you know that the program and our small part in it makes it all worthwhile.